That old familiar feeling is back, pain at the pump. Gasoline costs nearly $3 a gallon in many parts of the country, the highest level since the financial crisis hit in the fall of 2008. And this summer, expect even higher prices. NPR's senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is here with the outlook for summer travel costs. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hi, Leanne. It's good to be back.
Tell me the bad news. Why are gasoline prices higher?
Well, you know, it seems odd that gas prices have shot up so much. Last year at this time, gasoline was about $2 a gallon, and now it's getting close to about $3 a gallon, and in some places even higher than that. And a good part of that run-up has come in just the last 2 months, which is surprising when you consider that oil supplies have been very abundant this year. We're not yet in the peak driving season, and of course we still have millions and millions of unemployed people who are sitting at home not driving to work every day. So this seems like it should be the right formula for cheap gasoline.
But with fewer drivers on the road and abundant oil supplies, why did the prices go up?
The answer boils down to this. A lot of people around the world are just betting that demand for oil is going to shoot up faster than new supplies can be found in the next year or so. And recently I spoke with Daniel Yergin. You know, he wrote that book, The Prize, the famous book about the history of the oil industry. And he described this price run-up as expectations-driven. He says all over the world, investors are expecting that China and other Asia-Pacific and Middle East region countries, they're going to be using a lot more oil as their economies rebound. Now we have economists who are pretty much estimating that in the coming year, we're going to see oil increase by 1.5 million barrels per day, the demand for it increased. So even if you still have all these Americans unemployed who aren't commuting to work, people in other parts of the world are restarting their factories and their thirst for oil is going to grow.
Is it a given that Americans will be paying more at the pump this summer?
You know, oil prices, they're very volatile, and we've even seen in recent days, you know, they can bump up a little and down a little. But in general, economists are expecting that higher prices are definitely coming our way. There's a federal agency that issued a report just this past week. It predicts that retail gasoline prices definitely will top $3 a gallon nationwide this summer. So that's not great news for vacationers. You know, in July of 2009, gas was about $2.50 a gallon. This July, maybe $3.10 a gallon.
Marilyn, what about airfares? Will they go up too?
Airlines are very much affected by the price of oil. As oil goes up, it sends up jet fuel prices, and that keeps the airlines looking for new sources of revenues. And that's really why you keep seeing more and more of those fees for luggage. Remember, every time you pack those bags, they're heavy, and that makes the plane weigh more, and that means the airline has to burn off more fuel. So they're going to charge you when you bring that suitcase. And earlier this month, we saw a lot of controversy when Spirit Airlines grabbed attention by saying they were going to charge $45 for even a carry-on. Well, this past week, some members of Congress have been talking about finding ways to prohibit those kinds of practices.
So will the airlines just impose more fees, or will the fares go up too?
I think we're going to keep seeing these fees, and also fares are headed up. Travelocity, an online travel site, said that fares for round trips this summer are up 13% compared with last summer. And Priceline, which is another online booking agent, says that by the time we get to the peak of the summer travel season, fares will probably be up about 25%. So the bottom line for travelers is if you really do want to go on a vacation this summer, you better save some more this spring.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
Oh, you're welcome.